Well, this morning I'm going to look at a couple of different verses. I think a lot of times in our mindset, if we look at the things that take place, as we're reading the Bible and we see the great things, we see the awesome things. You can start in Genesis and go all the way through Revelation. And there's the supernatural. There's the miraculous things that take place. You see the faithfulness of God. You see how He intervenes in astonishing ways. And one of the great captivating things about reading the Bible is, even though you've read the stories before, every time you read them, there's just a fresh enthusiasm and a fresh excitement when you see how God intervenes in His love, in His power, in His faithfulness. You see the supernatural. All these stories of God doing things that are beyond the imagination. We see how God is faithful to us. And you read those stories, and you want that for yourself. But a lot of times we get the mindset that says, well, you know, those are just the things from the Bible. That doesn't really happen today. And our expectation is that it doesn't happen today. We love reading the stories, and those stories strengthen our faith. But I think a lot of times we don't think that God still does those things today. In fact, there's a lot of people that would say, well, some of the things that we read, well, that was for those times. There are those that would tell you that there are certain things, well, that was for the age of the apostles. Those things ended with the apostles. I want to encourage you this morning that the promises that you see in the Word of God, that the things that you see God doing, He's the same God. He doesn't change. He never changes. And so when we see the supernatural, when we see His faithfulness, when we see the abundance of His love, when we see Him exert Himself and to do things for us, we can know that those are the same truths for today. He will do what His Word says He will do. And He loves you so much that if you operate in faith, He will do the things that faith describes for us from this Word. You know, just yesterday I was reading for our service, we were looking at the story of Joshua. And in Joshua chapter 10, it's that story of Joshua, and he faces the five armies that are aligned against him. And as he's facing those five armies, God does just a couple of supernatural things. We see that God throws those hailstones down upon the enemies. And the Bible tells us in that story that those who died from the hailstones thrown down from the sky by God, those who died, the enemy's armies, those who died, more died from the hailstones than died from the hands from the sword of Joshua and his men. That's pretty supernatural. But then the story goes on to tell us that as Joshua was defeating and his army was defeating these enemies, to totally defeat them, they needed more time. And so Joshua spoke, and the sun and the moon stood still. The day actually stopped. The sun stood in the sky for about a day so that they could do all the things and accomplish the total defeat of their enemies. Now, this also tells us, if you think about, none of us, I would say probably the vast majority of us, have never faced any kind of combat situation. And even those of us who might have been anyone who's been in the military and served actively, probably there's not been a lot of hand-to-hand skirmishes that you've been involved in. But any kind of combat is going to take its toll upon you emotionally, physically, mentally. It's draining. And if you're doing hand-to-hand combat, even more so is that going to be the case. So when we look at that story of Joshua and that supernatural victory where God held the sun and the moon still, so the sun was in the sky at the height, at its zenith in the sky, for about a day. So we know this is at least a day and a half. That's a long time to be marching, to be in battle. And we also know that they left during the night. So this is probably like 48 hours that they've been marching and or fighting. You can't do that in the natural. It's supernatural that God had the sun stand still in the sky, and that the day was prolonged. That's supernatural. That's astounding. But we forget some of the smaller things. In order for the Israelites, the army of the Israelites, to do that, and in order for them to totally defeat their enemy, to take that extra time to totally defeat their enemy, that's exerting a lot of emotional, mental, and physical strength. You can't do that for 48 hours, not in the natural. But God had to give them the strength and the wherewithal to even do. He gave them the time And then he had to give them the strength to do it as well. So we read stories like that and we think, that's amazing. But those things don't happen today. Well, the truth of the matter is, we should be expecting the supernatural all the time in our lives. Let me read a couple of verses to you. This is from the book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 23, verse number 19. Now, this is Balaam speaking, and this is the story where they're trying to speak cursing over the Israelites. And God will not. We know when God is blessed, he will not curse. So listen to this word. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? So listen to this again. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? This is what we're learning from the book of Numbers. This is the nature and the characteristic of God. And we're not just seeing it here. We're going to look at this in several different verses, even into the New Testament. God is the same. God is unchanging. And we know from Hebrews that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God does not change. Now, what Numbers is telling us beyond that is God doesn't change, but God is not a man that he should lie. So this is identifying that for you and I, we might say one thing, but if circumstances change, we might alter what we had said. We might commit to one thing, but if circumstances change, we might see that it's beneficial to alter a little bit, even for the overall good. And we'll make those kinds of judgment calls. But that's what men do. Men look at the situation and they alter maybe what their plans are. They alter even what they have possibly said. They alter it because they see changes that they didn't expect, they didn't plan for, they couldn't foresee. So even with the best of intentions and even with the most pure hearts, men still are apt to change what they said. That's not God's nature. That's man's nature. That's the nature of the flesh. But this verse is telling us that God is not a man that he should lie. Now, I give you the best example of a man and how men lie. There's also bad examples. There's also examples where men will lie just for their own benefit, will deceive for their own benefit. This, again, is the nature of the flesh. God is neither one of these. God is not a man. God is not a man that he should lie. Now, we look at that word lie and we see it as always being nefarious and always being for the purposes of deception. But sometimes, you know, a lie is if you said something, but you change it later or you relent later. And maybe it's for a good reason that you relent. You see now, in hindsight, you see that was a poor decision. And I can't do that. And it's going to affect people adversely. So I'm going to change what I said. That still is, under that same form, that still is a lie. You said one thing and you did another. Even with the best of intentions and even with the purest of hearts, you said one thing, but you did another. This is what men do. God never does that. God does not say one thing and do another. What God says, he will always do. Men change their minds. Men lie. Men say one thing and ultimately do another. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he said it and will he not do? Or has he spoken and will he not make it good? If God said something, then so it shall be. You can count on it. It doesn't matter what things look like. It doesn't matter how things appear. If God said it, you can count on it. You can be assured of it. Now let's move ahead a little bit. If we look at the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse number 29. We're going to see the same thing spoken here. And also the strength of Israel. So the strength of Israel, this is speaking about God. And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor relent. So again, we see that if God said something, he's not going to change it. And he will not relent from what he said. And we saw here, if you go back to Numbers chapter 23, the very first verse we looked at, this whole topic is about how God blessed. And it doesn't matter. Even if a man tried to pay someone to curse, even the person that was paid to curse Israel, because God blessed them, he could not curse them. God will not relent. If he says it, He will do it. If He's spoken it, He will not relent. And also the strength of Israel will not relent, for He is not a man that He should relent. So God is not a man that He would lie, and God is not a man that He would relent. These are the characteristics of men. And oftentimes, because this is the characteristics of men, we think this is the way God must be also. And so that God can change His mind, that God might relent and do something differently. God's not a man that He would lie, and God's not a man that He would relent. If He said it, it shall come to pass. If He spoke it, it shall come to pass. If this is who we see He is, if this is who He said that He is, and this is what the Word of God does, it tells us who He is. Again, you can read the Bible from start to finish, and this is a demonstration of who God is. It is Jesus revealing Himself and His nature to us. Now, if you look in the book of James, so we're moving on to the New Testament. In the book of James, chapter 1, verse number 17, it says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning." God doesn't even give an inclination of turning. There's no variation in God. He is who He said He is. And when we see who He is because we spend time in this Word, we get to know Him because He reveals Himself to us through this Word. When we get to know who He is, when we get to know His nature, His personality, His character, when we get to know the things that He has said that He is and that He has done and He has established for us, we can believe that. So here we've looked at three different verses from Numbers, from 1 Samuel, from James. And we've seen this continuing theme that God is not a man that He should lie. He's not a man that He should relent. There is no variation in God, and there's not even a shadow of His turning from what He has said. If God has spoken it and said it, it shall be. Now with that in mind, and if you believe that, and as a believer, you must believe it, because it's the Word of God. It's what He said. He's letting us know. Even though man, and we're used to looking at people, and people tell us such things, and they make promises to us, even the people that have the best intentions make promises and let us down and fail us. If you watch me long enough and you ask me, you know, eventually, I'm going to fail you. Even if I have the best of intentions, I'm going to fail you. And so we assume that God is the same way, but He's not. He will not relent. He will not lie. He's not a man. There is no variation in God, and there's not even a shadow of His turning from what He has said or what He has spoken. So if all of that is true, then we can look and we can see the things that Jesus taught the disciples. And we can see the things that after Jesus's crucifixion and resurrection, after His ascension into heaven, where He's seated by the right hand of the Father, because the works are done. Everything is done for us. All the things that He taught the disciples, all the things He invested in them, that and more is what's invested in you and I. And so the things that we see that Jesus did when He was here on this earth, we know that we should do even greater things. We should do even greater things. This is what Jesus said, that we would do even greater things than He did, because He now has the victory. And He has that victory. He won that victory for you and I. Whatever the promises are that you see in the Word of God, and you see the supernatural and you see the miracles, that was not just for Old Testament. God did those things in the Old Testament. That was not just for the time of Jesus. Well, Jesus was here walking on the earth. This is what Jesus did when He was walking on the earth. It's not just for the time of the apostles. Well, Paul had that direct revelation. And there was still the Holy Spirit was still moving in power at that point. But that was just for that time. And we don't see those things now. That is patently untrue. All of the things that you see, the personality, the nature, the Word that He spoke, the things that He said, what Jesus has revealed to us. And here's the most simple and the most basic example. If you look at Jesus, Jesus healed every single person that ever came to Him. Every single person that came to Him and asked for healing, He healed everyone. There's not one that He didn't heal. Not one that He didn't heal. And He said, if you see Me, you see the Father. If you watch Me do, then you're seeing the Father. So this is the heart of who the Father is, and it's the heart of Jesus Christ. and he doesn't change. It wasn't just for that time. He doesn't change, nor does he relent. He doesn't lie. He's not a man. He doesn't relent. There's no variation in him. So if this is who Jesus was, this is still who Jesus is. And if we saw those things in the Bible during the time of Jesus, during the time of the apostles, we still see those things and can experience those things today. If this is what we should believe, this is what we should hang on to at all times. Jesus is not a man that he should lie. Jesus is not a man that he should relent. He is who he said that he is. There is no variation in Jesus. And there's no shadow of his turning from the things that he said. So you see his nature demonstrated to us. He will not change. If you believe, all the supernatural things that you see in the Word of God, these are the things that we can experience and should be experiencing in our lives. Because God doesn't change. Believe his Word, believe his promises, embrace them today. Because God's not a man that he should lie or relent. No variation in God, no shadow of his turning. Let's walk in all the best that he has for us.